We're talking about feeling awkward socially and going back to the basics on interactions with family, friends, coworkers. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Now it's our spring member drive that is never feeling awkward to celebrate Wisconsin Public Radio. And I'm here with Jean Purcell. Hi, Jean.
Awkward? What do you mean? I feel great.
We're here today to raise the money that pays for the programs you enjoy, programs like The Morning Show. Support from people like you is the largest piece of the funding pie for WPR programs, and that's why your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
Yeah, a couple of things to mention here. We've got a goal this hour of 20 gifts during the course of the hour. The goal is important when we're talking about those 20 gifts this hour, and we set that up to make sure we've got the funding we need for the programs you rely on.
Yeah, you put those two together, and you got it there. We'll meet this goal one donation at a time. Let's start with yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, Wisconsin Public Radio is committed to quality, and that's one of the reasons that we have been around for more than 100 years. And since listener donations make up the biggest piece of funding for WPR programs, that quality is possible all thanks to you.
Your contribution makes The Morning Show possible and so many others as well. When you give, you are part of the community. You're part of the quality you hear every day on WPR. Make a difference now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you can think back to when you became a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, way back then, you took an important first step. But now today, Kate and I are here asking you to take another step. Take the next step and become a financial supporter.
And that's such an important step because WPR relies on listener support. And it's easy to donate. Decide how much you'd like to give. Say $10 a month or $120 is a great starting point. And then make your gift, right? It'll take just a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Trying new things can be scary, like finally signing up for that improv class or putting spinach in your smoothie. Come on, you can do it. Well, you don't have to slurp liquid vegetables to try something new. Whether you just got into public radio or you've been with us for years, listening to this station as a member is a whole new kind of listening. So don't be afraid. Here's how to donate.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Jean Purcell. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this spring member drive is so critical. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And we know that you value your time. And frankly, we value your time too. So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio takes just a few minutes. We'll ask for your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and then how you'd like to pay.
Super quick, super easy to do, and your gift now, it really helps out. So take the next few minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've got about 49 minutes left in the hour. Remember that we are looking for 20 gifts over the course of the hour to help make our goal. And your gift today at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 will help to ensure a bright future for all of the programs that you rely on.
Why not choose to plant a tree as your thank you gift with your donation of $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll make a difference for WPR and help preserve our state forests.
A couple of great things with one donation. And it's a great time to become a sustaining member, too, because it's easy to set up. It's a convenient, ongoing monthly donation from your bank account or your credit card. You can get started at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We heard from Evan in Green Bay who says, I'm giving to support all of the insightful programming that I can't live without.
And WPR is listener supported. So thank you to Evan in Green Bay and thanks to everyone who is helping out. It means that as a listener, your gift is powerful. It really does make a difference. At WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Now, getting back to real life, in the flesh, interactions is a source of social anxiety. Health experts call it a social recession. As we reboot relationships, we taper off those Zoom calls, we have to figure out how to do this again. Have you started reconnecting in person with old friends after getting vaccinated? How has it gone? Are you excited to start socializing or do you dread it? Conversation is here, awkward or not, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Christine Whelan is a professor of consumer science at UW-Madison School of Human Ecology. She has a new lecture series out on finding your purpose from Audible. Christine, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks so much for having me on.
So how are you approaching the thought of socializing in person again?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I am a full extrovert. I love socializing. I used to love throwing parties. And a couple weeks ago, when we were all fully vaccinated, I had my first small gathering. And I have not been so exhausted before. I was just so exhausted at the end of that party. Oh, my goodness. I was out of practice.
In what ways were you out of practice? I mean, what was hard about it?
Well, first of all, what do you do with your hands, right? You know, there's, or do you hold something? Are you, and looking at a Zoom camera is one thing, but actually being physically in the same space with people is another. You have to learn to read social cues again and to listen properly. So I had, I have a wonderful little trick in my back pocket, which is that my grandmother was actually Dale Carnegie's secretary.
Wow.
And if you remember, Dale Carnegie wrote a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. And it was all about re-socialization. And so I decided to take some of the tricks and tips from Dale Carnegie and bring them into the post-pandemic life.
Oh, what did you learn from way back then? I mean, isn't that book from like the 1930s?
Exactly. It's from the 1930s. But there are all sorts of basic reminders. First of all, to smile, right? That's something that we may or may not have done under the mask for the last 14 months. To be a good listener. That's a really good one, to encourage people to talk about themselves. I mean, I know what I was doing for the last 14 months, but you know, what have you been up to? And ask people, but pay attention to them and maybe even paraphrase what they're saying and reflect back and really draw the person out. Also about talking in terms of a person's interest. So again, you know what you're interested in, but if they may have had a very different year than you have. So you can say, wow, I didn't bake at all this year. You know, what prompted you to start doing that? Or, you know, I remember in before times, you know, you were interested in rock climbing. Did you do any of that this year?
So it's a combination of really catching up, but also, you know, remembering all of those social cues and really being dialed into the moment that you're talking with someone at perhaps a distance or not. How do you navigate all of that with the pandemic and the public health, you know, suggestions and expertise?
So Dr. Malia Jones and I co-wrote a piece last week actually called Welcome to What We Call the Pandexit. It's this intermediate period of uncertainty where we don't know really what we should and shouldn't be doing and all the medical advice is changing. First of all, you want to be safe. You want to be safe above all, right? So only getting together with small groups of fully vaccinated adults and doing everything outside as much as possible, especially as the weather warms. forms up. But as you do that, you have to also navigate that your social comfort level may be different than the comfort level of others and respect that. So I have never had so many caveats in that little party invitation as I've had before. You know, I've said, assuming you're vaccinated, you know, the kids will be outside and wearing masks and this and that. Right. So we're really trying to, I think being as transparent as possible is a great way to make people feel as socially comfortable as possible and along the way of this pandemic.
Yeah. And you also have to have some trust building as well as you look at all those caveats and that make sure your guests are following them. You know, you mentioned the kids who under 16 aren't yet eligible to get the vaccine. How does that complicate people's socializing plans?
It complicates it a lot. So I have a 5, 7, and 9-year-old. So I am right in the thick of all of this myself. And I can tell you that just because the adults are vaccinated, when the kids are not vaccinated, they count as people too. So they, in fact, are people that cannot be indoors without masks. So we have been trying to follow all the rules still with the kids. Now, one thing I can tell you is that the kids throughout all of this have been better about mask wearing than just about any adults I know. They're really setting a great example for all of us. So keeping masks on the kids, keeping them outside, keeping them socially distanced and continuing to follow the rules because despite their littleness and cuteness, they still count as unvaccinated people, and we have to continue to treat them that way.
And they've had some practice at school in all this, and that just maybe carries over to the socializing.
Absolutely, they do. You know, I think it's wonderful that more and more kids are getting back into school and getting back in safely because kids, this is a big year out of their lives. And so they need some help with the resocialization as well. Mm. And school is a great way to do that. Outside playgrounds with friends. These are all wonderful ways to start getting the kids back in the action, too.
Christine Whelan is a clinical professor in the UW-Madison School of Human Ecology, an expert on wellness, well-being. Did you forget how to smile after wearing a mask for so long? Do you suddenly feel like being in the middle school dance and trying to start conversations? What questions or tips do you have for how to make the transitions out of the pandemic go smoothly? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up ahead with Christine Whelan here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about social awkwardness and navigating our face-to-face relationships in the pandemic. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's get a check on our spring member drive. I'm here with Jean Purcell. Hi, Jean.
Hey, Kate.
And our goal is to keep bringing you conversations like this, navigating our social life in these tricky, difficult times. We got you covered. Your support makes that happen because listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. So give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, it really does all make a difference. And 20 gifts is what we are looking for during this hour. And we set up the hourly goals to make sure that we've got the necessary funding for Wisconsin Public Radio to bring you the programs that you enjoy, the programs that you count on. So we're asking you to make your donation now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, the Ideas Network keeps you informed and entertained every day, all day long. You get value from the morning show. You get value from 1A, from the Larry Mueller show On Point, The Takeaway, Central Time, my colleague Rob Ferret. You know, just think of all the programs that you and others have come to rely on.
Yeah, the list goes on, and it's a good list and a list that you help build because WPR gives you a window onto the world like no other. So you can support the exciting mix of shows that you enjoy on the Ideas Network with your contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And now that you've made the decision to support Wisconsin Public Radio, you might be looking for the best way to make your gift. And the answer is become a sustainer. You decide on a monthly amount to be charged to your bank account or your credit card, and you set it up to be ongoing.
Yeah, a sustaining gift is a powerful way of donating because it provides reliable funding for the programs you count on. I am a sustaining member, and I love it because I never have to worry about my membership lapsing, and I don't have to worry about the question of did I actually pay it last time. So you make this easy-to-pay monthly gift. Your donation is always current, and they have a big impact on WPR. So choose an amount, maybe $10, maybe $20 a month, and become a sustaining member right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
This member drive, let the impact of your donation go beyond the WPR programs you love. Choose to plant a tree as your thank you gift when you give $10 a month. Your donation to WPR will power the essential news and quality entertainment you rely on. And your thank you gift will help preserve Wisconsin's forests. Thank you for making a difference with your gift now. Here's how. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Jean Purcell. Your support during this spring member drive, it's what makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
You've made a habit of listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now we're asking you to also make a habit of donating and supporting Wisconsin Public Radio financially. It's a good habit and a habit that you can be proud of, but get started right now and help out with your donation of any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We are just one pledge at a time. The more people who support WPR in these minutes, that is when we can meet our goal. WPR is listener powered, and that is why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And you can do another good thing by choosing to plant a tree as your thank you gift with your contribution of $10 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You'll make a difference for WPR. And at the same time, you will help to preserve Wisconsin's woodlands.
I love it. Ryan in Madison says, I'm giving because I love the amazing WPR and NPR podcasts. Your gift now is so important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. So now we're social creatures at our core, but it sure feels strange to be social after so much time cooped up at home and doing virtual meetings, working from a screen all day for months on end. How is your social life evolving? Conversation, let it flow right here, 800-642-1234. Christine Whelan is a UW-Madison professor of consumer science, expert on human well-being, and she's our guide to dusting off our social skills. So, Christine, there are some basic social skills. You mentioned smiling, making eye contact, asking curious questions that, maybe we've forgotten how to do. What skills might we have to relearn in these times?
So many skills have to be relearned. It is really incredible how something so basic as socializing becomes something that we actually need to put energy toward. It can get exhausting. And what I have been telling everybody, though, is that just because that is a little bit awkward in this transition, just because it's a little bit exhausting does not mean that you should stop doing it, because humans are social creatures and we derive so much happiness and benefit and general well-being from our relationships. So it's worth investing a little bit of energy right now to dust off those skills.
And so when you get that, when you get that request from a friend saying, hey, we should maybe meet up, go on a walk with our masks, and you're in sweatpants and it's Friday night after a long week, we've become accustomed to living a more low-key lifestyle at home. How do you not say no?
So there's a real balance here. I think what I am personally doing is encouraging myself to say yes to just about everything. And then afterward, think about, is this something that I really want to continue in my life? So rather than letting the inertia guide the decision, I'd like to say yes and get out there and try to re-socialize and then see whether perhaps there's need to be some changes. There have been really some wonderful things about living a more low-key life. I have started cooking so much more, as have so many other people, and spent so much more time with my close family. So, you know, there are benefits to it, but inertia can be a real powerful force that we may need a little bit of a boost to overcome.
You know, some people are also prone to anxiety in groups, and certainly in the pandemic, it's a very careful time. How do you work through, you know, feeling anxious when you're with other people?
There are many different kinds of social anxiety. There's the understandable, absolutely understandable health anxieties right now about, is it safe for us to socialize? And for that, you know, there are precautions that you can put in place, but you also need to look at your individual risks and the risks of your family before you make a decision about that, and talk to your doctor as well. But then there are the emotional awkwardness. There's the worry that you'll say the wrong thing. There's the worry that, oh, you know, people don't actually like you anymore. And so much of this occurs in our own heads and not in the outside world. So talking to your close friends a little bit about this and getting their feedback. Most of the time, we're not nearly as awkward as we think we are. And what's also amazing is that most of the time, people don't think about us nearly as much as we think they do, so nobody notices.
But you're saying, you know, be transparent with your friends and loved ones that this is tough. This is tough to do.
Absolutely, it is. And we'll all have some grace with each other along the way.
Christine Whelan is a clinical professor in the UW-Madison School of Human Ecology, our guide to rekindling our social lives. Do you suddenly feel like a teenager trying to learn how to socialize all over again? You're not alone. Are your friends and family dropping the social distancing protocols more quickly than you're comfortable with? Join in. Let's talk about it. 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up ahead on the Ideas Network. We're talking with a well-being expert about what to do when we're feeling socially anxious at this point in the pandemic. But first, it is our spring membership drive on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Jean Purcell. And at WPR, listener contributions are the largest source of funding. Your gift keeps the programs you value, including the morning show, on the air each day. Make your contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've got about 25 minutes left before the top of the hour. And remember, our goal this hour, 20 gifts in the door, in the bank, before we reach that milestone. So we're asking you to make your gift to support the programs that you enjoy, the programs that you rely on every single day.
WPR programs are listener-powered, and that means that your donation right now, it really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, in the last segment, we learned about the idea of getting used to being social in person. And it sounds kind of weird, right? But, you know, Kate and I are in different rooms right now, for example. And sooner or later, we're going to have to get used to the idea of actually looking at each other and seeing each other and talking to each other. And after the last year, it's going to be a little bit of an adjustment, I think, for a lot of people. And these are the kinds of conversations that we have. We cover the breadth of things here on the Ideas Network and on the morning show.
Absolutely helpful advice that you can put right to use. WPR is listener supported. It means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 It makes the many, many topics you join us for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
And I should say, Kate, that I am looking forward to actually seeing you
likewise
in person sometime soonish. And don't forget to, you know, it's easy to spend a dollar or more in a day on things that are part of your routine. And there's any number of those, and you can think of what they are. Maybe things like a cup of coffee or perhaps your favorite snack.
But consider the news, the information, the inspiration from Wisconsin and around the world that you get every day from listening to WPR. Maybe a dollar a day, $30 a month is just the right donation for you. Sign up now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and support the programs you enjoy every day.
You have a lot of bills in your monthly budget that are out of your control.
Certainly my education, but hopefully it's going to be worth it and going towards a good cause.
Rent, for sure.
Every time I turn around, my automobile insurance is increasing.
Unlike the other things you pay for, you're always in control of your sustaining membership. During this pledge drive, we ask our sustainers to consider an increase to your monthly gift. How about $5 a month? It'll go a long way to pay for the WPR programs you rely on day in and day out. Thank you for your ongoing support.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Jean Purcell. It's your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio that keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether you set it at $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
We sure do, because you support the things that make your life more meaningful. And Wisconsin Public Radio is one of those things, because here at WPR, you get information about the events in our region, events in the world, and you also, as a bonus, get music, you get humor and storytelling.
The whole package. Mm-hmm. You'll want a lot of news and information in the coming year, and your support now makes a difference. Make a difference now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 with your gift of the amount that's right for you.
We've got about 18 minutes left in the hour, and frankly, we are having a great hour, Kate. Mm. We have met and exceeded our goal.
Awesome.
But this is one of those moments where we always say we'd like to keep the momentum going. So we would like to keep the momentum going. And your gift today at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 will help to ensure a bright future for the programs you rely on.
We heard from Linda in Eau Claire, who says, I'm already a sustainer and decided to increase my monthly donation because I listen every day. Linda, thank you so much. Join Linda. WPR is listener supported at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. Now, a new awareness in the pandemic is that we shouldn't take the ability to attend social gatherings for granted, but it's all tempered with this feeling that we need to make an effort, right, to be social face-to-face after months of being at home, low-key. Are you saying yes or no to social invites? What about your comfort level with vaccinations? 800-642-1234. We have UW-Madison Clinical Professor of Human Ecology. Christine Whelan stays with us. Let's bring in Paul now from La Crosse. Hi, Paul. How is your social life?
It's getting better, actually, because I have a little extra free time now. And I use it to drive to the Twin Cities to see my relatives. Mm. I'm able to do that because we all got vaccinated and we feel safe visiting with each other. So.
What was that reunion like?
It was good. No, I went up there several times already in the last, you know, few months. Well, 6 months maybe. Like a good few times each, like few times in the last 6 months. No, it was good. We haven't had the yearly family reunion because of COVID, and it just feels good to reconnect and, you know, catch up on old times.
And just being in the presence, in the physical presence of family members, I mean, I would imagine, Paul, that's really powerful.
It is. It is. Yeah. It's kind of like you get cabin fever when you miss certain family members or relatives and you don't get to see them or, you know, like get to talk to them either on the phone or text.
Yeah. Christine, you know, Paul's saying it feels like cabin fever, but it's so relieving when he's able to now make those trips to the Twin Cities.
It is. So this is something that so many of us feel. And, you know, the research really bears this out. There was this longitudinal research over about 75 years out of Harvard University that's sort of known as the Harvard Happiness Study. And it finds that the number one predictor of life happiness is the quality of your relationships. So being able to foster those relationships in person with friends and family really is good salve for the soul.
Yeah. You know, this past year has been marked by more than just the pandemic. There's been this huge reckoning over our country's racism and a contentious election. How might these events strain our social groups?
Yeah, so this is an incredibly important topic to discuss because I think this underlies so many of our social anxieties right now. We've seen people's true colors in the last 16 months on all sorts of issues, whether it is a difference of political opinion, whether it's people's willingness to sort of skirt the rules of quarantine. And some people have said, gosh, I didn't know that my friends and my loved ones would do this. This makes me uncomfortable. I'm not sure that I'm willing to continue this relationship. Other people have said, gosh, I don't know what I could possibly talk to this person about now that I know that we don't agree on so many of these issues that are so important to me. When we're talking about close family members, I think almost all of us probably have close family members that we disagree with on something. Mm-hmm. And at least my personal opinion is that there are times where you put aside those disagreements and try to find common ground. Now, when it comes to core values of whether people are telling the truth or not, whether you feel that this friend can be really a good and true and trustworthy friend to you, that gets a little bit different. And I think there are a lot of us who are reconsidering our friendships and who we want to spend more or less time with because of some of the learnings of the last 16 months.
And so when you look at those core values, how should you deal with old friendships that you don't want to rekindle, you don't want to reignite?
So I think there are people that can be in different sort of circles of our friends. So if we think of ourselves as a sort of concentric circles and a series with us in the center, you know, who are your absolutely closest friends and family, and then moving out from there. So there are folks that you might see at a party with several other people or lots of other people, and that you wouldn't have dinner with one-on-one. But then there are maybe folks that you have become a lot closer to. So for example, I have had all of these text chains with various groups of girlfriends during the pandemic, and I've been reading some articles that say that I am not alone in this. And we are planning some girls' weekends to try to get together in person after really kindling a friendship via text message. So, you know, I think it does go both ways, and you can choose how you're going to reshuffle those social groups in the months ahead.
What does socializing do for us? I mean, what are those little parties that you throw? Why are they good? Why should we bother socializing?
So we have evolved to be social creatures. There is all sorts of interesting evolutionary data that suggests that the reason why humans sort of did better in terms of hunting animals is not because we're stronger than a lion, by no means. No, it's because we came together and we worked as a group and as a team. So this whole idea that we are stronger together is really true. It is also a way for us to laugh, to share, to feel loved. And when we have those good feelings, they take us into the work week ahead. They take us through the next tough time. So really coming together in community, either even through our faith groups, through our community organizations, all of these are ways that we can really honor the fact that most of us are people.
People. You know, some people are predicting another roaring 20s, like filled with partying after the pandemic is finally over. But, you know, there are others who are really fretting about the death of cities and remote work if it becomes the norm and people, you know, moving to urban, you know, moving out of urban areas. How do you think that the pandemic will change the way that we actually socialize?
So the future is opaque, as always. Mm-hmm. However, there are some interesting trends on the horizon. I think there will be more of a hybrid work culture that we will see emerge because some people have realized that they're in fact much more productive when they work from home. Others, like me, can't wait to get back to the office. And and so I think there will be a little bit more choice as we figure out what works best. As far as the death of cities, I wouldn't write off major cities quite yet. There is something that is so powerful about getting people together and feeling the energy of a group. So I think we're going to see more of that. We may actually see different types of people working in cities, and we may see a whole new workforce emerging. So there are lots of possibilities. I tell my students at the University of Wisconsin at Madison that they are in a really excellent position right now to choose their own adventure and to kind of throw the old rules out and see how they want to work and what kinds of communities they want to create. Really, I think, you know, Phoenix rising from the ashes can be a good model to think about how we can rediscover possibilities.
And you teach classes about what it means to live the good life. How will the pandemic force us to redefine what, you know, air quotes here, the good life means?
One of the things that I tell all my students, and I would like to tell everyone this morning, is that figuring out what the good life means to you is so important. And it really is a question of purpose. But purpose does not have to be some big, scary thing. I demystify it in a sort of Mad Libs small steps exercise where you ask yourself, what do I value? What matters most to me? What are my gifts? What am I good at that I want to bring to the world? And who do I want to positively impact? You put those together and then you make some purpose-based commitments and all of a sudden you have a purpose statement that can kind of guide you in your everyday life. So when you are faced with choices about how to spend your time, you can say, gosh, is this in keeping with my values and my idea of the good life? So if anyone's interested in that, that's on my website at christinewhelan.com. It's a free download. And I have been encouraging everyone to do their pandemic purpose statements, their 2021 purpose statements, and maybe we should even have a special social reentry purpose statement.
Well, what I'm hearing here is really going back to your core values, being very deliberate with your life and with your friendships, your relationships, and really thinking that through. Is that really, you know, maybe pausing and reflecting now is something we'll do more of?
It would be great if we spend a little more time pausing and reflecting. I would, however, encourage people, and obviously all the health and safety caveats apply here, I'd encourage people to try to get out there and push yourself a little bit during this period because re-socializing is exhausting. And after my own personal experiences, I am such an extrovert. And for me to be exhausted means that other people who maybe are not such an extrovert really might have to put in a little more energy. And I think it'll be worth it.
Oh, Christine, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. This was fun.
Christine Whelan is a professor of consumer science at the UW-Madison School of Human Ecology, where she directs the Money, Relationship, and Equality, the MORE initiative. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network. You're with us for The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is our spring member drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Jean Purcell. We're here to say you count on the Ideas Network for interesting, engaging conversations, and we count on you to help keep these discussions on the air.
We sure do, and that's because listener support is the largest piece of the funding mix that makes this show and everything else you hear in WPR possible. And that's why it's your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2882. 2552 that's so important.
Oh, and I just love to say that we are just a little bit over our goal.
Yay.
This hour, which is
momentum.
So fabulous. Love the momentum. Let's keep it going strong. Thank you so much if you've already given.
But if you haven't given, you can still give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And remember, your gift funds the programs that you enjoy.
And in our last segment, we've been talking about rebooting our relationships,
we sure
right?
have.
How to rekindle our social lives when we're, you know, we've been living these low-key life at home for months
I
in our Zoom meetings. So, you know, these are the kinds of conversations you count on from The Morning Show.
It is, in fact, the kinds of conversations you count on from The Morning Show every single day, Monday through Friday. I hear it right here at Wisconsin Public Radio because WPR is listener supported. And what that means at its core is that it's your donation at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 that makes all of the many topics that you tune in for every single day possible. So choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
And this member drive, let the impact of your contribution go beyond the WPR programs you love. Choose to plant a tree as your thank you gift. With your donation of $10 a month or more, you'll power the essential news, the quality entertainment you rely on, and your thank you gift will help preserve Wisconsin forests. Thank you so much for making a difference with your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Sheree from Waupun. Well, I'm not very pleasant until I have my coffee, or at least get it in the cup. But in the mornings, as soon as I wake up, I turn it on my computer. And I can honestly say when I do return to Florida, I will always listen to WPR. I will always be interested in Wisconsin politics. I will always care about the state of Wisconsin because of WPR.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org.
That's right. Join Sheree. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Jean Purcell. It's listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs that you love. And that's why your support during this spring member drive is so critical. Maybe you decide your gift is $10 a month. Maybe you set it at $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And as we approach the top of the hour, just about 3.5 minutes away right now, as Kate mentioned earlier, we met and exceeded our goal.
That's so
and
great.
It keeps going up, so that momentum is there. It is great. And it's very gratifying. So thanks to everyone. And a reminder that when you give, you fund The Morning Show and you fund all of the other WPR programs that you count on. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you know, we live in a generous society, right? We're quick to help a neighbor, a coworker in need. We chip in for good causes. And you can continue that tradition of generosity when you support WPR right now.
But if you've never given to WPR before, we're asking you today to step up and to give right now. Because when you do, you'll be funding the programs that you and many others throughout Wisconsin and throughout the country and world benefit from every single day. Many first-time donors give $100. That's $10 a month. The amount is totally up to you. The important thing is to make your first-ever gift at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
We have so much great momentum here this hour and momentum here at WPR. WPR is listener powered, and that is why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And you can do two great things at the same time by choosing to plant a tree as your thank you gift with your contribution of $10 a month or more. Again, WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. When you do, you'll make a difference for WPR, and you'll help preserve Wisconsin's woodlands.
And if you're a sustaining member, thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by, say, $5 or $10 a month, or whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We heard from Lindsay in Stevens Point, who says, I love listening to the morning show and the Larry Mueller program. Thanks for all you do. And Kate, that's a great way to end it.
It sure is. Thank you so much for your support. It makes a huge difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks.